there was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. Most people have a fascination with Jesus, a question of who is this man? We see this in chapter 3 of John, where Nicodemus, who is a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee, came to Jesus at night to ask him a question. We see Nicodemus later, when Jesus was before the Sanhedrin, saying that this man needs a fair trial. We also see him with Joseph of Arimathea when Jesus was brought down from the cross to bury his body. He was there, he was fascinated with who this man was. And yet he was a religious leader with the Pharisees. Shouldn't happen. He's taking a big, big risk here. Jesus would draw so many people to him, from the poorest of the poor to the richest of the rich. People will be fascinated with Jesus. We see that play out in our own lives, perhaps with people that we know, but even people online. And at the moment, there are so many people who are questioning who this man was, because the world is, we have to say, it's crazy at the moment. I've never known something like this. And a lot of people wish it was like it was before when they were younger, but know that that isn't the answer, even though things are changing and becoming more progressive. People are going, you know, this Jesus, he lived a life that was completely different then. And it made people think. And that now, when we have the scriptures about him and saying the life that he had and the life that he lived at that time, people are questioning because they want to find a better way. They want to know, is there something more to life than this? Is there something more than this? What happens when we die? And Jesus came to give us the answers. Jesus came to show us a way. And that's why so many people are fascinated with Jesus, because he intrigues people on different levels. It could be an intellectual level. It could be on a level of the way that he lived his life. It could be the level of how much compassion he had for those who were ostracized in society. Whatever it might be, people will question who Jesus is. And this is exactly what Nicodemus does. But Jesus isn't here now. We are his hands and his feet, his body, his bride of the church on earth today. It's for us to engage with those people, for us to give our testimonies why we came to know Jesus, to help them to answer those questions. But we need to know what our faith is. We need to articulate it. But we also know that we have the Holy Spirit with us to help us to be able to answer people's questions. Even if we don't know them, we might have a miraculous answer, because that's the God that we have, the God that wants everybody to know who Jesus is and the hope that Jesus has for the whole world. But Jesus was there going around doing what he was called to do, what he came to do. And it so interested Nicodemus that he put himself in danger of being kicked out of the synagogue, the temple, and losing his status for who he was seen and what he was. But he was just too fascinated by Jesus not to go at night to ask him that question, and then to publicly defend Jesus and to help bury his body. We need to be open and aware for those people who are asking those questions, not just dismissing them for who we think they are. They're not going to be interested in Jesus, but to be open to hearing what they have to say, to, like Paul, Peter says, to give the hope for people who have questions about our faith, the hope that we have, and that hope is Jesus. So let's always be looking out for those whom we might not expect to ask questions about our glorious Saviour. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Nicodemus risked so much to come and find more about Jesus. May we be always looking for those who we might not expect to ask who our Saviour is. Amen.